Chapter 18. For hours, the storm blustered and banged outside the tree where Jed and Chicky slept. The very same storm slammed and rollicked around the cave where Chi had collapsed into the cold crevice. It howled and pelleted, whirled and whined. It spit and sprayed and showered. Its winds were fierce. Its wetness was inescapable. Every living thing caught out in the icy, furry, curled in on itself, shivered, shriveled, shrank. And then, while everyone's eyes were squeezed shut, the storm rattled and whimpered and spun its way to somewhere else. The air stilled. The stars emerged. In the crevice, Chi opened his eyes and blinked. He sensed that something was different. Something had changed. He realized that the bottom of him had slid within reach of the bobcat's claw. Stealthily, moving one paw at a time, he worked his way back up to standing position. The rock wall behind him was wicked wet. Not the sort of thing you wanted to nestle up to, given the choice, but nestle up he did. By the time he was on his feet again, his eyes had adjusted to the darkness, and she noticed two things. One was the darkness wasn't so dark. The form of the bobcat was edged by moonlight. He could not make out easily a peaceful rising and falling of the bobcat's furry ribs. Also, the noise of the storm had subsided. He could still hear the sound of moving air, but now the air was moving in and out of the bobcat's nose. The bobcat was snoring, which meant the bobcat was asleep. Since bobcats are creatures who hunt by night, he knew that the bobcat was just napping, so it might be now or never. She saw that. Still, to run toward the mouth and the claws of a bobcat went against everything that was in him. He moved closer, paused, listened. Should he go on? He waited for the next snore and waited. Chi glanced back to see how far he had come from the relative safety of the wall. As he did, the snore came, a loud ripping one, and he jumped. There was a halt in the middle of the snore, and he froze. Then the rest of the snore, a soft, trailing, farting wheeze. Fear left him. He stepped out of the crevice, and he padded right up to the sleeping beast and stood up. He looked it over. He had never seen one this close up before. He thumbed his nose at the bobcat. He put his thumbs in his ears and wiggled his fingers. He turned it back and lifted his tail and mooned the big animal, mooning in the moonlight. Then he stepped softly toward the nearest tree and scurried up and away, not because he was afraid, but he was not a fool. Bobcats, of course, climb trees too. Now they are excellent climbers, but sleeping bobcats don't. This bobcat was only napping, and momentarily he opened his eyes and blinked. He sensed that something was different. Something had changed.